Hey, what is up, my crowdsourced pizzas? My name is Corey Vincent, and what you are about to experience is the podcastular version of Video Game Bang Live on Twitch, hosted by my good friend and co-host Aaron Carter. You can check it out on Saturday evenings on twitch.tv/video_game_bang. That's where it's going down on the weekends, people. We really enjoy it. We had a lot of people in the room. We got a lot of followers. The shows go extended on there. You can ask questions. We can interact. We like to also mention is that Video Game Bang is brought to you by Nerd Reactor. Duh. You hear it every time. NerdReactor.com. What you reacting to? What other business we got? This week we are talking about crowdsourced video games. A lot of Kickstarter games that might require your hard-earned dollars. From the extremely terrible to the promising to the I gotta have it. We are talking about all of the awesome crowdsourced games that you probably don't know about. On the show, we have a fat Mexican, the real David Webb, Aaron Carter, and hey, me, I'll be there. All that and much, much more on this week's Video Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. If an ish gets real.
People get shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is real, everybody. It's the Weekend Bang Live. Oh, Video Game Bang Live. I'm so used to calling it the other thing. Brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? We're streaming live, right?
Yeah.
All right. Everything sounds good. On today's show, everybody, we have David Webb again. You can see him on camera number one.
What's cracking you?
Camera number one. Also, you can see Dominique Downs, everybody, back.
Say what?
Corey over there on the switchboard, everybody, on camera three.
Wiki, 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 wiki.
That's terrible.
Like that? Is that what the hip-hops do?
That's definitely Oops, not what the hip-hops do. And, of course, I'm on camera one over here. Yeah, chilling.
Chilling?
Yeah, chilling. Like how's everybody?
Rich kid asshole?
Wow. Rich kid. I wish I was a rich
paint
kid.
Paint you as a villain?
How's everybody doing today? It was a kind of somber day for me. You know, didn't really do anything.
Was it the clouds?
I think it was the clouds, yeah.
I love the clouds.
I'm waiting for summer, like, to hit hard. That way I can actually go outside again.
Like last week?
Was it last week?
It was like super sunny. Well, it was like 70.
Because see, I work early in the morning. Work like 4 in the morning. So I don't, you know, when I get home, it's all that stuff is out there. But I'm in the house because I'm tired. So, you know.
For those of you who aren't in California, sucks to be you.
I know. Because it's like blizzard all around the world right now.
Except
apparently.
In California. It's sunny, 70.
Why am I hearing myself again?
I was pulling up the Twitch so I could view it, and then I muted it real quick. Sorry for having 1 second of technical glitches.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. So every Saturday, everybody, if you don't know, we do the Video Game Bang Live on twitch.tv.
.org.
.org, really? You'll throw all that on?
.gov.
/video_game_bang. You can check that out. You can check out live because we'll have videos for you. We'll have pictures for you. You can see our faces for the first time ever in your life.
Sorry about that, by the way.
There's a lot of extra stuff because we're going to be doing some giveaways too, right, Corey?
We are doing a giveaway on this show.
Yes.
If we can hit the goal.
What's our goal?
The goal is 100.
100. One followers, right?
Yeah, and in fact, because this was kind of all thrown together last minute, sorry. I can go back to... Nope, I can't. Never mind.
So...
there we go.
Okay.
It's a black screen that you're looking at right now, but the giveaway goal is there. I will work maybe during the break to get that on all the other screens, but... We are at 1!
All right.
Good job, everybody.
And we got 1, everybody. So that means 99 to go.
There we
99,
go.
99 viewers?
99 viewers, yes.
Oh, that 1 is me. Sorry.
Is that you?
Oh, okay.
Damn it.
Oh, we're at 5.
Oh, sweet.
No, we have to be at... We're not counting viewers, we're counting followers.
Oh, new followers. Yeah, we're trying to get new followers.
Oh, new followers.
So, we didn't get any. So, we're at 0% then right now.
Yeah.
We're at 1.
Oh, we're at 1%?
Yeah, 1%.
So,
we're
the 1%.
Actually, that's the one math I'm sure you're confident in.
100% right, yeah. That's right.
Cool.
We got a semi-big topic today. Actually, not a semi-big topic. We're going to be talking about some of the Kickstarter games that need your help out there, everybody. They're little interesting games. I guess you can call them indie games because they're indie, you know. Small funded. I didn't go to the big
boys.
They're
made by Indians.
Well, because there's some Kickstarter games out there that are big companies that are, you know, oh, we'll Kickstarter and get this game, you know, built. No.
Yeah.
I'm looking for the little guys. I want the little guys
Thunder
to get
dogs.
Some type of love.
The Indians, as we call them.
The Indians?
Yeah.
I don't think
that's why they're called indie.
The views
games.
Of Corey Vincent are not
yeah.
that of video game based.
Or the NFL because he named the Redskins as well, apparently.
You have that Rain Dancer 2015?
Terrible. But before we start with that, Dominic Downs, you've been gone for quite some while.
You know what I'm saying? I only show up on Christmas parties.
On Christmas parties. This,
yeah.
this is like your first episode outside of a special holiday episode, correct?
Hey, that
actually,
hair
is my second.
That hair is awesome.
Thank you, sir.
You are really taking it up a notch.
I'm swagging it out.
Yeah.
What have you been up to? What have you been playing as of lately?
Lately, you know, been on that grind, doing that Iron Banner.
Iron Banner?
It's on Destiny. It's a thing that comes once a week, every now and then in a month. So I'm grinding it out, trying to get all the armors and the guns for it, and shaders. And yeah, it's a cool game.
I was just waiting for that music to go off. Good Lord.
That was the longest intro ever.
That needs to be cut down.
No
like,
way. You know
heavily.
What? You know what? I think it really builds to the anticipation of what's going to happen. And you really got to work on making sure the statement that comes right after the music stops is really badass.
That's so bad.
Boobs.
I think it's your... Oh, shit.
No.
Yeah, that's over.
So
right, we lost it.
So.
We lost it. Monoxide 34 says, what happened at 9 p.m.? That's a great question, Aaron. What happened at 9 p.m.?
Were we not streaming at 9 p.m., Monoxide? Because I could have swore we were. What state are you from, Monoxide? Maybe it's the wrong state that you're in.
Yeah, we're 9 p.m. Hawaii time.
Bam.
Yeah, if this was...
We're actually early.
But,
so there you go.
But on Twitter, I did put Pacific time.
Oh, well, then you might want to answer that question to Monoxide then. There it is, everybody. But before we go into our topic of today's episode, we're going to do some banging around the web, everybody. You know what that is?
Hold on.
Whole bunch of quietness in the room.
The follower counter that I'm pointing to right there, 1 of 100. So if we get that sucker up to 100, we have a giveaway. I'm trying to decide what we should give away at the moment. There's a few things in mind. Maybe it'll be random. It could be a
pair. It's always going to be random.
Of wireless headphones from Corsair, maybe, if we hit the goal soon enough.
Could be.
Otherwise, it'll be some other little trinkets we got.
All right, let's do some banging around the web real quick before we get into the hot topic. It's just some like bullet points that caught my fancy while we were out there, and I couldn't make it into full-blown episodes, of course. Next Mortal Kombat character X might be a masked gunslinger named Aaron Black.
Wow.
So right?
Ed Boon, I'm convinced Ed Boon listens to the
show.
He
clearly listens to the show.
He listens to the show because now he's basing characters off of you.
All he did was just spell the name E-R-R-O-N. Come on now. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, is it E-R-R-O-N?
Yeah.
That's Eron.
Eron?
Yeah, it's not Aaron.
It's Aaron.
No,
Aaron.
I think it's you just being full of yourself and
It's Aaron Black. And he's in the comic book. If you guys have not seen, there seems to be a trend with some of these fighting games where they'll make prequel comic books for these little fighters and stuff like that. So I guess you can see the story before the story.
Because that's why I play my fighting games.
Hey, I mean, because think about it. We said plenty of times that nobody plays the fighting games for stories. What if about those people that do want stories?
You know, I will give it to, I would love to give it to Ed Boon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give it to him right now. The storyline of Mortal Kombat's really good. And that's it.
Wow.
The most anticlimactic
ever
said.
Exactly. let's see. The next one we had on here was Twitch is holding a broadcasting convention in September.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do there. I mean, the only thing when I read on the article was saying that come out and see your favorite Twitchers, I guess.
I imagine it's going to be kind of like VidCon for YouTubers. I don't know if anybody
Where's this at?
It's
San Francisco.
Yeah, San Fran.
Oh, we'll be there.
The other thing that I want to know is, but like, why? What's the purpose of this place?
So we could all go there and swing our Twitch dicks around and see who's the best?
Are we at that point now where Twitchers are celebrities?
Probably.
Like YouTubers, I'm saying?
I wouldn't say quite like YouTubers. I mean, I would say YouTubers are
Thank you.
Probably a different level because YouTubers are getting TV roles. I mean, there's two of them are in the SpongeBob movie that's coming out.
Wow, really?
Yeah. And then, so I don't think Twitchers are at that point yet.
They have transcended. I see.
Yeah.
Just the internet.
Yeah, I wouldn't, because like Twitchers, they're still just kind of your underdogs in this internet entertainment business. Even though they do get, you know, their steady degree of followers and stuff like that, I wouldn't call them just yet internet celebrities.
Yeah, the same thing. I was just thinking about that today because we, Aaron and I, will be going to NorCal Regionals, the giant fight game tournament deal going on in Sacramento. And one of the video ideas I had, I'm going to pitch it to Aaron right now. This is live on the show.
All right.
Breaking news. This is how me and Aaron come up with ideas for the show.
Right on the show.
Right on the show. We're going to do it. We're going to give it to you guys. All right, Aaron, this is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
That's how I start all my pitches. It always starts with, okay, Aaron, this is what I'm thinking.
All right.
Video gamer, pro gamers, because we're going to have all access to the floor. Basically, the only thing we're not going to have access to is to play in the video games.
Okay.
From what I hear.
Okay.
There's gaming is like these $1 million things. They're like basically celebrities in a lot of the case in the gaming world, but they look just like everyone else. Like when you see LeBron James, you know he's an NFL. You know he's the best quarterback.
In the NBA. He's the best quarterback in the NBA.
Scored 2 goals last World Cup.
He had a touchdown.
Wow. Got a birdie.
But I want to do a video idea where we walk around and like it's like a game show for the person viewing it. You either pro gamer or normal person.
I know what you're going with this because like there's
into the mic, D.
Into the mic. Put your mouth right up on the mic.
Put it right there.
Yeah, right there. All right. Stick your tongue out a little. Yeah,
that's terrible.
That's right.
This took a weird turn. All
so what are we going for? What is he going for, D?
Well, like he wants to have a cameraman and then have a game show for like people coming up to him, like you did for the Comic-Con.
Yeah, like Aaron will be the host and we'll be talking to the viewer. Be like, do you think this is pro gamer? And then put out his gamer tag, like, you know, what's a good name?
So are we going to be talking
Web
to
Slinger One?
No, like the regulars gamer. There. Is that where the normies there? Is that what you're talking about?
Like the pros. Like, actually go to the pros. Like, this is Spider-Man X5W who won Street Fighter 3 years in a row. Or is it just some average Joe?
So then, like, the video just pauses for a second?
Yeah,
and like... let the viewer guess?
Yeah.
And then
there's no interaction right then and there. So am I just going to stand next to this person and point to them?
Pretty much.
Yeah, you just freeze.
That's not even a video idea. We might as well just show pictures of these people like a slideshow.
It's a much easier way of doing it. Corey, in front of a camera, just holding up a picture.
Yeah.
Like, okay, now, if we were in the stand, or, like, if we were at the actual event, and then I had, like, a picture of a quote-unquote, you know, pro gamer, and then picture of...
Well, we could have two side by side. Like, one of these guys is a pro gamer. This other guy works at Dairy Queen. Or, you know, which one? Which one works at Dairy Queen? Which one's the pro gamer?
Oh, okay. I see what you mean there.
And Monoxide, he says, why don't the Twitch people just team up with the YouTube people?
I think some of them...
Are they both owned by Google?
I thought... No. I thought Twitch was bought by somebody else.
Oh, yeah, by like Twitch. Amazon or something.
Yeah.
Which is owned by Google.
Yeah,
so.
that would be...
Oh, well, then there it is. Boom.
In all reality, you're right, Monoxide. They should just team up and work together. But politics.
There are politics. Democrats, Republicans, you
Obama.
Know. Obamacare. A lot of Twitchers do YouTube, though, and vice versa. I mean, I do YouTube, and I dabble on
people,
Twitch.
People are getting into the Twitch now, because Aaron Blayhart from Conan, I've seen him be playing games on there now.
Yeah, you know what? I think this Twitch thing's going to take off.
Yeah, it might be something. What was the other one?
Just like this internet
I keep forgetting
bag.
The other one.
Yeah, it's like this little hashtags.
What's the other Twitch type of service again?
Oh, God.
Oh, is it Steam?
No. Steam has one now, but the other one that's like... Oh, man. Damn.
Can't
I was on
remember.
It. I streamed on it for like less than 5 seconds.
Just to get people to get over to the other one.
Well, remember Lizard Squad attacked Twitch like a few months ago. And so I jumped in. I was like, fuck it, man. I really want to stream right now. So I created an account, spent like 20 minutes verifying everything. Right as my new stream on this new website came up, I saw a tweet that said, oh, guess what? Twitch is back. So I was like, okay, well, welcome to the stream, and you
and
can
goodbye.
Check us back on Twitch. And I think Aaron was the only one watching.
Because literally, you were like, is it going? I was like, yeah, it's going. Well, guys, got to see you later, because Twitch is back up. I was like, I'm literally the only person watching. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we'll hash some of that out, because that sounds already like the beginning of, what was that, the Social Network movie?
Oh.
And then they were like,
network.
Was it called Social Network?
Yeah.
I didn't care. where they were like picking hot or not on each one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's how Facebook got started.
Exactly. That's what we made. It might be $1 million idea if we do it as a web browser type of thing.
D, we're getting complaints that you're too quiet to get off your damn phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just trying to create my Gmail account. I didn't have one.
Well, yeah, maybe he'll talk about this in this next one right here. We got...
trying to jump on that internet.
You know what I'm saying?
Finally.
Load up this video here that I put into the show notes. It's right under the picture there. It's going to be the first link there for you, Corey. It's called...
Don't patronize me, Aaron Carter.
Whoa, hot mic.
By patronize, you mean patronize?
This is Cast AR's projected augmented reality. This is going to be the future, everybody. You thought Microsoft was doing something awesome with their Minecraft stuff. Look what...
Oh, this is the video?
This is the video
damn.
That is nice.
No, this isn't for Microsoft, though. You know that, right? This is a competitor.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we're going into something different here. This is Cast AR. Cast Augmented Reality. So this one is more of a... it looks like the 3D glasses that you get in movie theaters.
What's it plugged into?
It looks horrible.
And it's... has like a projector on them, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
And so there's no real plan yet for this type of thing. They're just showing like a demo. You can go and check their YouTube channel out. Just type in Cast AR and you'll see like what they want to do with everything. And you'll see like the little multiracial family, which is weird because like don't...
Oh, wow. They are each like a different color.
Yeah, like none of these people look
and
like...
And she's a thief.
They don't look highly related.
Which is pretty cool because they show something like they want to do like online play for tabletop video games.
Okay.
That's cool.
Didn't see anything like that from Microsoft, but it's probably easy enough to just like program that type of, you know, that type of deal. And then dad goes in his room to watch porn, of course.
Yeah.
augmented porn.
Oh, it's a remote.
Yeah, they have a remote, like a Wii sensor type of thing that goes with it that's going to interface with it.
Stupid.
But it doesn't look like it's plugged into actual anything. It looks like it's just hands-free. Everything's inside.
She's like, I'm going to record my dreams.
Everything is just all inside of the headset there.
Wow.
So, I mean, yeah. And mom brought it home, and she's like, where the hell did it go? And the kids are like, I didn't steal it.
This is like...
She's like, oh, it better be in here. Yeah. And then the family leaves to go off to their real families because none of those people are related. Wow.
You know what? I don't know.
You know what it looks like? It looks like something from Back to the Future. Like, well, it looks like old technology.
Everything you see in the video is definitely still prototype stuff. Nothing's, you know...
Nothing's...
set in stone or anything like that. Or anything even probably, like, usable yet, I guess. This is just all development stuff. But it was funny to see other people jump on the AR train.
Yeah.
After Microsoft comes out with their things.
I think, for me, if I saw this before Microsoft, I would look at it differently. But because I've seen the HoloLens, this looks like it's a lot, like it's a downgrade.
Yeah, I think the HoloLens is way more fleshed out as well, because they actually have working versions of it out there. CNET was actually using it and then reviewing it and saying, wow, this is freaking amazing.
And you don't need a remote for HoloLens. I mean, you just like...
Your hands, yeah.
Just use your hands.
You just got to use your hands.
All right. Next one that caught the attention is the Order 1886 is the latest in a long line of beautiful, boring games.
Oh.
So we talked about this last show. Somebody had already come out and filmed the whole of Order 1886. And it's like a 5-hour game. But reviews are, you know, coming out now. And people are like, meh. Nothing spectacular. And this is supposed to be one of the big games for PS4 this year.
I hope not. Was this Bethesda? No. I'm thinking of something completely different.
Who did this one? Do you know, David?
I'm sorry. I was talking to the chat.
Oh, okay. That's fine. I mean, whatever. What does the chat have to say?
Oh, they're saying I was wrong about Google owning Amazon.
Oh.
Did you Google it?
I'm not going to bing it?
No. Google does not own Amazon.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely positive.
Amazon is their own entity.
Yeah.
Owned by Disney.
All right.
Yeah, no, I don't know who owns them.
What was the question?
Okay, this was done by Sony Computer Entertainment, Ready at Dawn.
So Bethesda, no way then.
Yeah, no.
Well, this is the only thing that I brought this up why it caught my eyes, because if they're like saying, this article was already saying that this is, you know, in a long line of beautiful, boring games, which they are, there are games like that out there where they look really good, but the game is just... But is this what we have to expect for the future with the upcoming games that are coming out?
Well, I mean, I don't think they could all be Last of Us's. I think that's kind of what PlayStation's carving out as their niche, right? Like, every major game of the last couple years that comes out from Sony that people bust a nut over is always one of these very art, like, very graphically beautiful stories that are play more like movies, right? Last of Us, people were saying, is, like, very theatrical. They love the shit out of it.
The cutscenes and everything like that. Yeah, the cutscenes.
I think The Order just swung and missed. I mean, and then it happens.
I don't buy it. Destiny failed to me, even though Dominic Downs is still playing it.
I'm still playing it.
You're still playing it.
I haven't played it for a couple weeks.
You have not played
You've given up on it.
I can drop in there anytime I want and start wrecking face.
Can you give me an answer why you gave up on it?
Other things came up. I got Dying Light review.
That's a really good game.
Yeah, see? So it's... I don't know. I'll be back
on that one.
It's a runner zombie movie.
Yeah, but I don't know.
It's
D, you seem very relaxed. Are you okay?
I am, man. Like, you guys are like high tech now. I'm just, geez.
He's in awe. He's in awe.
Dominique's last appearance was on the Christmas show, if you guys remember. I still have not gotten around to watching it. Or listening to it. Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough one. If you guys want to go back and really hold something over my head, you can go back and do that. But I don't know. I'm really kind of ashamed, and I'm really looking forward to doing it again next year.
Terrible. Next year?
I mean, this year.
All right, here's another one. Jason Momoa's Aquaman has been released to the world, everybody.
And he looks like a beast.
He looks like, not disappointing, actually, to me.
Yeah.
Like, I actually am all right with this look of
Aquaman.
You know, they've got the whole Polynesian type of look with the the tribal tattoos and everything on them. And then the fish scales and stuff like that.
It's just going to suck when someone cuts his chest with a sword and then he dies of an infection.
Before the credits even air. Yeah, pretty much. That's how it's going to happen.
Yeah. Spoilers.
He looks neat, though, with that beard, though.
Yeah, right? Like, they did a good job with the Aquaman. I'm glad they didn't go to, like, the clean-cut type of, you know.
No, it totally wouldn't have been him.
Because, first of all, how do you shave underwater?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, very carefully.
Yeah, like, it means...
The Norelco... Waterproof.
You've got to go some of that.
I thought you were going to use a swordfish or something.
Hey, thanks for the follow.
Hugs on crack. Just got banged.
Hugs on crack. That is an awesome.
Is that like
name.
An extreme hug?
Oh, yeah.
Like
it's like hugs and then this hug's on crack.
But this one, the only problem is as good as he looks as, you know, Aquaman, the movie's still going to suck.
You think so?
Yeah.
It's Aquaman.
The movie is going to suck terribly.
People in the chat, let us know if you're looking forward to the Aquaman movie or if you're not.
And
just based off this picture alone, I mean, it looks pretty awesome.
I don't even think this is for Aquaman movie. I think this is for the Batman Superman.
Is it really?
Yeah. What are they saying in chat? Because something is hilarious over there.
X-Shinobi says, Aaron looks like he is speaking from an underground compound where Bin Laden used to be.
It's probably because of his backdrop over here.
Double colored.
Oh, man. DLV says Aquaman may actually not be lame.
I agree.
Minoxide said he might be. But I don't know if that's Aaron is Bin Laden or...
So I think the whole thing is... And then, you know, when they released this video or this picture that says Unite the Seven on the... People are thinking that's either... The Justice League, you know, the beginning seven Justice League members, or of course, Seven Seas, you know.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought.
I'm thinking Seven Seas. But then, I mean, he's already the, you know, king of the ocean type of deal. Why would you need to unite?
He does look like a very zombie version of
Rob
Aquaman.
Yeah, it could be.
My Durango.
That's
number 95.
I watched another video today, actually, that I forgot to put in this thing where it showed where they were discussing on IGN. Black Panther's role and their fear that he may be played down now that Spider-Man is back in the fold.
Ooh.
And
they want to see a movie.
It's a real fear. Real
I
want
to see a movie where, you know, it just starts off Black Panther and he moves to America to try and find a wife.
That's called Coming to America. Is that what you're talking about? Coming to America Part 1?
Yeah.
Because, you know, Marvel will do it in a trilogy, so.
Yeah. That'll be like the third episode.
Yeah. No, that's not going to work.
You, Marvel!
That's terrible. I'm really worried that they will downplay Black Panther.
Yeah.
What did you even say?
You're my lady.
Wow. Totally wrong.
Because they're making a Spider-Man movie now, right?
They're going to make a Spider-Man movie,
but that's
apparently
coming after Civil War.
The Spider-Man movie, I believe, is after Civil War. Because they've already... I'm pretty sure they're filming. I don't know.
I think I would say it'd be a larger threat if the movie was coming before Civil War, but if it's not...
I still think they will.
I don't know why they'd be upset of them taking that away from Black Panther, because it wasn't his role to begin with.
Here's the thing. True. Here's the thing, though, and this is one of the arguments that they posed. Whenever they didn't have their big guns, their Spider-Man, their X-Men, Marvel had to go into their bag of tricks, and they pulled out Guardians of the Galaxy.
Mm-hmm.
And made it actually very popular. So now the people en masse that didn't know about these, you know, lesser known characters in the Marvel Universe to the, you know, not to the comic book people, but to the, you know, to the masses.
The average.
Yeah. You can market a Spider-Man because everybody knows Spider-Man.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you put Spider-Man out there and then throw Black Panther in a lesser role, then it's just like your character, who is actually big in the Marvel Universe, is downplayed now. And so everybody's like, oh, Spider-Man, and Black Panther's like, oh, and he's here too. So it's like...
Oh, yeah, don't forget Black Panther. Yeah.
I really want to see them incorporate that spider suit, though.
It's fine. No, they can pull it up. And, like, they were saying basically the same thing that I was saying. I want to see a young Spider-Man, teenage Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And then him having to deal with kind of going back and forth between two mentors, Captain America and Iron Man.
See, I think if it's going to be a teenage Spider-Man, then he shouldn't be in the role that he's in Civil War. Because in Civil War, he's not a teenager.
Yeah, he's an adult. Yeah,
he's a full-on... Yeah, so...
He's like one of the iconic heroes like them. So that's why it makes sense. Yeah.
It would make... Yeah, so I don't think they should do that.
That was the counter with the lady who was on there saying. She was like, well, if he's going to be a teenager, then you need an adult to be in that tug-of-war type of thing. So that's why the Black Panther should still be in that.
Otherwise, it's like, shut up, kid. Like, you don't...
Yeah, like,
you're
new.
You don't know...
He should come in as a rookie and then, boom. That, yeah. You know, take it in from there.
You know what? We got to acknowledge this one in the chat. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on Metal Gear Solid 5 possibly going to be one of the best games of this decade?
Decade?
Hell no.
Was that from Exynobi or something?
No.
Okay.
That was
LA
from...
Gamer for Life.
Yeah.
Well,
or
see,
Le Gamer.
See, and this is... That's,
either French or from LA.
That's terrible. Metal Gear Solid is probably one of those games that if you really are a Metal Gear Solid fan, you're a real hardcore Metal Gear Solid fan.
Yeah.
I don't think it's kind of black and white with it. I don't know too many casual Metal Gear players. Like, yeah, I play
it's like
it
a niche.
Every, yeah. And I think he's probably banking on that it looks very pretty.
I mean, come on.
I'll
to
give
say that it's
that.
A Metal Gear game is going to be the best game of the decade.
Destiny already took it,
Destiny,
please.
I want to smoke some of whatever he's smoking.
I don't think...
10 years is a long time in video games.
You're in the chat. Why don't you tell us why it is, in your opinion, why it's the best, or going to be the best game, because I don't see it.
Come at us, bro.
And then last one, we're banging around the web. Cosplay game is changing up, everybody, because now... They have boobs.
Ooh, boobies.
To get cosplay.
I opened up the show notes, and that is the first story I saw. I just started cracking up. Because
it's
where are we going with this?
I like this so much, only because it's just like, if you don't have the stacks, this gives it to you. And then it's just, I wonder how they're going to play this. Because a lot of the anime and a lot of the video games, women armor and stuff like that, breast all out, you know?
That's really? They are?
Yeah, right?
I mean, they're huge.
That's just how it happens. And they're huge boobs. Now this, I don't know who created this. It looked like it was something made from Japanese or something like that, because from the little tutorial that I saw, it looked like it was all in Japanese. But it's...
I was going to say, why do they do, like, other things? Can you talk to
giant,
them? Like, they're robotic.
Giant flesh-colored felt.
Felt.
That's all.
You just stick things.
You just stick things to yourself. Yeah, like fabric, just put right on there. And whoever made it, they did a good job. Look at some of the pictures. If you can see them, can you put that on there for them?
Yeah.
Some of the pictures with the cosplay, it looks amazing. Like they do a heck of a job.
Yeah. So the breasticles on the lady that you see in this picture are prosthetics?
Yes, all prosthetics. And see, think about it. Think about how many cosplayers that don't have, you know, large breasts that go get breast augmentations.
Oh, okay. See, right? I've only seen the ones that
The big ones, Jessica Negri.
Equipped.
Jessica Negri.
Oh, wow. Check that out.
Right? Jessica Negri went from flat to stacked. You know, this could have saved her a grip of cash. Yeah, and it looks just as good as, you know, what. And then there's another thing. Jessica Negri got kicked out, I think, or asked to leave one of the cons because of her revealing costume or whatever.
Really?
Yeah. And would she with this, though? Because, I mean, it's not real.
Well, yeah, because...
They're not real.
It's true. Oh, okay. Let me just take these off.
I'm just saying. There we go. Right?
Interesting.
Problem solved.
You know, I'd love to hear from a woman about this and what they think. I reserve my comments for a little. I don't know. I need to think about this a little bit.
I think it changes up the cosplay. And then what they said in the.
When I'm laying in bed tonight, I'll be thinking about this. And
I see this as the beginning of Cosplay Gate.
Really? Like, why? What are the negative connotations to this?
I can't think of any because I'm a guy. Yeah. I guarantee you.
I think it's the concept that you need. I don't know. I don't even
know. No. Because, see, now it's not that you need anything. These are just all the characters that they're showing.
If you want to take your cosplay to the next level, use these big fake titties.
It's all the characters that they're showing that they have the cosplay for is because they have big breasts. But not everybody has big breasts, correct?
Yeah, but you don't need big breasts to do your character tribute.
You don't need to. You definitely don't need to. But if you want that option without breast augmentations, which costs a lot of money, because, you know,
people... No one's going to use this to supplement breast augmentations, Aaron.
I guarantee. No, they scroll up. Won't. Scroll up.
Okay, to those people. Scroll up.
To those people. To those people that are actually dressed up with the...
Okay.
They did. Those are the people that didn't go out and get boob jobs because they used the fabric.
No, but someone who wants a boob job doesn't get it just to do a couple cosplays. They get it for, like, self-esteem issues.
So you
like,
think Jessica Negri got it for self-esteem issues?
Yeah, because in everyday life, Jessica Negri has like, very succulent,
She has fake breasticles. Yes, they're not real.
But they're hers. Like, they're on her all the time. You think she wishes she could take them off?
Because of the career that she's in, Corey. It's not because of feel down about myself.
No, but she does photo shoots all the time. These are not going to be like photo shoot quality.
Photoshop.
You don't know yet.
I know.
I'm looking at two photos right now.
No.
You know looking what? At two photos right now.
It's not.
You guys see Meet the Fockers?
It's the equivalent of...
This is like what the dad... What Robert De Niro did to feed the baby. He had like a fake boob.
This is the equivalent of a man putting a sock down his pants.
So when we translate this and see that this was made by women, it's still you're still the same. Okay, whatever. And this is like I said, it looks like it's from Japanese. You know,
yeah.
So it's over there. They're some creative people when it comes to cosplay because they do like some amazing cosplay. You don't think they thought that in mind about photogenic or like photo ops and stuff like that whenever they made this?
No one's going to use this as an alternative. Maybe they'll use it as I could see like maybe the mid to lower tier cosplayers who just want to, you know, do the character extreme justice and get a couple looks, I guess.
Yeah, it's for those people.
But I don't see someone being like, oh, I was going to get a boob job, but thank God these came out. So I can wear these all the time.
Yeah.
No,
not I have all the time for their costume.
Pressing question from Ekshinobi.
Of course it's from Ekshinobi.
Do they bounce?
Ooh, they might be stiff because of the fabric.
Yeah, they're not like made out of any gelatinous stuff. It looks like they showed us some pictures of the crafts up here.
Somebody said that they're just sandbags.
Cardboard.
And to which Gerald Ocon said... A bag of sand? Dude, have you ever touched a boob?
A bag of sand. That's what they are. Jerry's already ordered two of them. I know that for sure.
Yeah.
He's definitely on that hunt.
Yeah.
To see if somebody can make them for his own personal doll collection.
Oh, that's awful.
But yeah, I think it might hit a couple of cons. We got to see. The next couple of cons we go to, we got to see if anybody, you know, I'm not about to just go around groping people. Are those real? No, I'm not going to do that.
There's definitely. A video idea, Corey.
Like an eagle on a perch.
Yeah, okay, yeah. We'll do that. Yeah, we'll do that. Because, I mean, Jessica Negri, if you see pictures before she had her boob job, she's still a very attractive lady. Like, her boob job literally was just for her career, I guarantee you. If it was for self-esteem, then she might want to lose those. Because that's silicone self-esteem isn't the best thing.
That's why I call my computer.
Silicone self-esteem. Makes me smarter. Sorry, but like, she's still a hot lady.
Yeah. You know? I've seen the before and afters. It's not like she was, like, extremely flat or in any way ugly before. I think what she did was fully just a supplement to go to the next level.
Of cosplay, Doctor Who.
Oh, not necessarily of cosplay.
Of what else?
Everything. All the opportunities. There's tons of successful cosplayers with fakes and
Where do you
reels.
Go from cosplay? I ask that question all the time.
Look at Yaya. She's got multiple companies and she does a bunch of crap. Like, it's different.
I've got multiple companies and do a bunch of crap. What are we talking about specifics here?
She does, I don't know. She, like, does things. Dominique
has multiple companies and does a bunch of crap. You can say that about anybody. What do you do?
I think she
who's that dude on Conan right where he was like, what do you do here? And he's like, I'm in charge of various.
Hey, a bot new.
You hear what Kim Kardashian said? She was asked, "What's your career?" And she's like, "Look at my bank account and tell me what my career is."
Hey,
that's true.
In the chat, Gerald wants to know, why are we still talking about fake boobs?
Why aren't we talking about fake boobs? What are you talking about? The show is dedicated to fake boobs.
X Shinobi says that he's building a sex bot and he needs these.
There it is. Boom.
He would totally be building a sex bot.
And Hollow Monkey says, yeah, but she makes money.
Exactly. Yeah. She makes money. That's there, no doubt.
When I searched in here, I searched cosplay boobs and... You there's delete that there's history. A lot. I know. I'm going to delete my history for sure. A lot of people make these videos with... thousands of hits, though, about how to make your breasts look better for cosplay.
Because it's a big thing. I'm telling you, big boobs and cosplay, like, that's what it is. All the anime characters, all the video game characters, big boobs. Now, and that's all, you know, with the whole sexism and stuff like that. But that's just how they are. Is that your favorite person right there?
It is.
Yeah. And they look for different ways. Push-up bras, you know, tape. All that type of stuff to push them up and make them look bigger. But if you had that alternative where for cosplay where you don't have to do that, you know, then you, boom. It's like you're wearing another bra, just a big bra around yourself.
The thing that makes me feel bad about this whole conversation is that I think we're all the least qualified to probably
yeah, if we
be
had
talking
a, if we
about.
Had a, if we had a girl in the room, definitely.
I wish.
She can chime in and stuff like that.
Yeah, somebody we could pull up on Skype.
I wish, yeah, we had a call. Like, if you're a lady, call in right now and let us know about this.
No,
yeah.
If you're a lady, do not call for your own safety. Do
or
not
for
call.
Our safety, do not call.
Because Aaron will get us arrested.
I personally think that it would change the game up a little bit. There's some creative cosplayers out there. Some really creative cosplayers out there. So if they took this and they took it like to the next level and it just looks all real and stuff like that, maybe they don't use the fabric anymore. Maybe they use some like... skin material that looks like real.
It's so real.
And they do it perfectly. It looks, you know, good. On the tutorial, they said they sew these things into the actual costume. So it becomes like just a full piece.
Oh, so you put on the
Yeah, it's not top. Two separate things. Yeah, that's a part of the top, you know.
Gotcha.
And it looks like it's one big unit. And it's just like, all right, cool. You know, that's just how you get down. I mean, she probably went and did different things, but, you know.
What is this video about? What are you...
I thought she was going to be doing stuff.
He thought she was going to be doing stuff
with
her
boobs. Talking
about
breasts and cosplay.
Oh.
And it's a big thing, man. It's a big thing.
Two big things. A lot of time about boobs. Let's save this conversation until we actually get a few ladies who can stand to be around us for long enough to talk about this.
And that's going to be very difficult.
That will be
because,
difficult.
Because we keep cycling... girls in here like once every what
did
4
you
months
cycling on purpose
no I didn't okay.
Oh, I see what you did there.
See what I did
I don't I miss
Aaron hasn't had a girlfriend in a very long time
cycling.
I was thinking bicycles the whole time people
oh my God.
I don't know what the hell
you think
guys
only
were.
To be
like
young
and yeah there you have it everybody we've just banged around the web right there
banging around the web.
Bum, bum, bum.
You're gonna work bum, on that bum, theme bum, song
yeah I got you
banging
it's
banging around the web.
So, I've looked over the internet. Terrible. Looked over the internet, and oh my God.
Oh,
and
the show's
that's
over.
Yeah,
oh,
sorry,
no, we're
everybody.
Going to break, everybody.
We're not. But basically, what I was going to say before is, after looking around the web last night, again, this is like the fourth consecutive night in a row where me and a group of friends have been like, what the hell are we going to play? We're sitting on Skype for the longest. Nothing to play. none of us playing anything. We're just browsing the internet over and over and over again with no games. And there's good games, supposedly good games out right now. Dying Light is out right now. We're not playing it. What else is out? The Order literally came out.
Yeah. And not playing it. Pretty crappy reviews, yep.
So it's like, what are we doing? So we cruising Steam and we're looking for different games. I found some crap. Some other people found some crap. And we ended up not playing anything the whole night.
So what's the point?
That's a cool story you got there,
bro. So the
point
is, when I woke up unfulfilled, I had to go on this grand search again for games to freaking play. And I went so deep. Normally, I just go on, like, Google.
Ooh, you went so deep, huh?
I started now to look on...
Just brush right over that.
I start going and looking on Kickstarter for freaking games.
For games.
And that's a sad thing. When I have to look at Kickstarter, these are games that aren't even finished. And are looking for money to be finished.
You can go play some alphas.
So some of these games on this list today, probably the first like four or three or something like that, are games that are kickstarted and need your help out there. That's right.
I just read the first one.
Did you read the first one? Exactly. That's why it's going to be amazing.
I see where we're going.
It's going to be amazing.
You guys aren't going to want to miss this.
You're going to love it.
Not at all. Stay tuned. Don't touch that mouse.
It's some good stuff, though. Like... Some things that I didn't expect to see, you know, some things that I kind of did expect to see, but yeah, this is the future of gaming right here in our hands, everybody. Yeah.
And I know the counter's not working up here. I'm going to try and fix it during the break.
Please
so we
do,
because
we got
account.
At least two so far, right?
No, we've got
like five.
Yeah, we've gotten quite a few.
You are doing yourself a disservice if you are not joining in the
Hit
live
that
shows,
follow
everybody.
Button, and we're going to be giving
it's
away
amazing.
Something pretty cool.
Smash that like
I have a
button.
Feeling you guys are going to like it.
A giveaway, Corey.
Oh, you just dropped your phone there.
A night with Corey.
A night with me.
We said we're giving away a prize, right?
Yeah. Once we hit the follower
well, comedic,
goal, we'll
for,
give away
for comedic.
Not 50 Shades of Gay.
Oh! There's no coming back from that.
He's really proud of that. He's really proud of 50 Shades of Gay.
You came up with, yeah. You've been harboring that for a while, haven't you? Just waiting for the
one.
Right moment to
I
want to
look at the self,
out.
I want to look at his notebook and see he had that. All right,
when we come back, we'll take a look at the Kickstarter / Indie Games of 2015. Maybe you can dig in your pockets and give them some money to fund some of these things. So don't go anywhere. Stick around.
Hey, it's me, Corey, again. I talked to you earlier. I told you about what was happening on the show. Just letting you guys know that if you are in the Sacramento area and you're looking for a new video game store, go to the Gamers Funk Lab in Natomas. That's 4730 Natomas Boulevard, building number 130? I don't know. It's in the Rayleigh's parking lot. Look for all the geeks conjugating. Yeah, they're conjugating and they're congregating to play video games in Sacramento's best video game store. Get out there and show some support. I hope you enjoy the rest of the show. Woo!
And I accidentally picked Hawkeye as my first character, and I couldn't pick anybody else because you have to either pay for the other players
or earn them. Yeah.
So that means I got to play Hawkeye for the longest. Then I'm playing the stupid mobile game Marvel Champions. Spider-Man dies and I'm left with nothing but Hawkeye left, and I'm like, I don't like you, Hawkeye. I don't want to be your character.
Can he do anything besides shoot arrows?
He doesn't even shoot arrows. That's his special.
What? His special is to shoot an arrow?
His special is to shoot
Hawkeye's special?
An arrow.
That's not his basic?
No. He swings, punches, and kicks and, you know, all that stuff, and then whenever his special meter is up, you press it, he pulls out an arrow. You gotta conserve those arrows, people.
Wow. Well, you know what? You got to conserve them. Exactly. That's
yeah.
What you said. How many can he fit in there realistically?
You can jam about 12.
12?
Is that, yeah, isn't that what arrow yeah. carries? What is it, like 14 or something?
Just
I
about.
From first season.
Actually, I've been watching, too, as well, that Avengers Assemble show. We just did the interview with the voice actor for Captain America on there. And I've been catching up with the actual cartoon. And it's actually pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's 100% right that he doesn't get the funny stuff like... He doesn't get to do all the free, you know, goofy stuff like Hawkeye does because he's Captain America. He has to be, you know, kind
he
of.
He has to be
but
Captain
I like,
America.
I like the dynamic that they do between him and Tony Stark in there. And you can never really tell who's the leader of the Avengers. I don't know who.
Because, Tony Stark is always looking towards Captain America for leadership.
It's like a back and forth thing. Like, I
don't
know.
They're co-captains.
Yeah,
don't
that's usually what I've done, what I've considered them co-captains. I have no idea. Like, who do you think is the leader of the Avengers, Corey?
It's, of course, Captain America.
Yeah, I mean, well, okay, in the movie, it's Captain America.
The
I
Star-Spangled Avenger.
But see, when, yeah. when you look at the movie, I watched the movie again, too, and, like, whenever Cap is giving out the orders, Iron Man says, give out the orders, Cap. And then, yeah. So it's like, who the hell's the leader here? Like, and then, remember, he has the Loki speech, Captain, or Iron Man, and, you know, has a little leader-to-leader type of speech with Loki.
Yeah.
It's like it goes back and forth. And I don't know how many, because I haven't read too many Avengers comics. It's different comics.
Because the movie verse, Robert Downey Jr. is just so freaking awesome and lovable. He's like kind of the natural leader. You want him to be the leader of the damn Avengers.
Is he the leader? Is he the leader or more just the popular guy?
I think he's the popular guy. I think, and they're kind of pushing him into that role.
Yeah, they're pushing him into that role.
And the monologue with Loki, I mean, that was a distraction for him, for his suit to get ready. Yeah, so
no other character could pull off some of that stuff, though.
Hawkeye could have probably pulled it off.
Hawkeye
doesn't have he has comedic
when he's trying to jam arrows in there. He could have talked up Loki, you know, while he's trying to cram more arrows.
Was he like fixing his arrowheads and he's talking to Loki? Yeah.
Terrible.
We got a Hulk. He's just screwing him in.
You want an arrow? Exactly. I'm gonna have one.
Welcome back to the Video Game Bang Live, everybody. We were just doing some random banter there.
Random banter. That's actually scheduled random banter.
Exactly. So everything there was actually scripted.
Yeah, by Aaron Carter himself. He wrote it.
And you're welcome.
And scene.
Did I get my lines right this time? Almost. Last week I felt like I was off a little bit.
Almost.
Follower goal is updated. I figured out what was wrong. We're at 8 people. 8.
Wow.
So
8%.
8%.
That's a very low percent till the winner. You know what? I guarantee you there's probably one person waiting to hit that follow until we're at like 99.
Well, it's not like the 100th person gets it.
Got 99 followers in the...
He's like, this will better my chances. I'm fresh in their memory.
It'll be a completely random drawing.
It'll be awesome, though. I'm telling you, people. Indie games, everybody. When we talk about them, do we think about Kickstarter now?
It's getting that way.
There's other places, too, for their crowdfunding as well. There's Indiegogo, right? Don't they?
Indiegogo
still?
Is another big one, yep.
Who else does?
GoFundMe.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Fixed.
All right. Just making sure. So we're going to be talking about some Kickstarter games. The first three are underfunded or whatever, and they need your help. So if you can go over to their Kickstarter website whenever we tell you what they are, you'll be able to help them out a little bit. And I think they deserve it. You guys will be the judge.
You guys
whenever
be the
you
judge.
Yeah.
We'll do like a rating system. At the end of each game, you guys decide whether these games are worthy of your dollars.
So listen up, chat room, and you at home, because you can play at home. It doesn't matter if you're by yourself, whatever. First game on the docket, Car Mechanic Simulator 2015.
Yes.
Right?
Have you ever wanted to be a car mechanic?
Now, see, this is the thing. I used to think simulator games were stupid.
Yeah.
But then when you realize they're allowing people to do something that they can't normally do on a bigger scale. I love playing FIFA. I can't play in a World Cup. True. I can't play in a championship soccer game.
I've always wanted to be a goat, and now I can be a goat.
Goat simulator. So, boom.
So is this game a cheaper way of not going to...
You got to talk into that mic, brah. Get your mouth up on there.
To going to a... Oh, what's that? What's that mechanic school down the street?
Wyatt Tech?
Yeah.
Well, Wyatt Tech?
Turn that phone down, too, brother. We got to...
Come on, man. This is a show. Live show. He wonders why he doesn't come back on the show.
It's not me.
It's not me.
But think about
it. He says as he turns his phone down.
Think about it. If you are a car enthusiast, but you can't afford to get all these different type of cars, like they show in this game, you go to an auction, you buy a beat up car, and then you spend your time, of course, building it up and everything like that.
Okay, here's my question. When you're done building it up, what do you do? You
probably
move on
sell
to
it.
The next one?
You could probably sell it
and
in
then,
an auction,
yeah, then
see
you
how
buy
much
it
money
for
you
your
get.
Next one, so
look
you
at all the parts you can arrange and do all this stuff. And yeah, if you're a car enthusiast, yeah, you get another car and you do it again. I'm a soccer enthusiast. I start another season. I win a championship in one season. I start it all over and see if I can do it again. I've played years and years. So I know that there are people out there that are car enthusiasts like that.
Do you have to be a car enthusiast to want to play this? Is this...
I would see that what is appealing.
Does this
or who's
move
appealing
your needle
to?
Whatsoever?
Not to me.
No?
I mean,
no.
The graphics, when I saw this game, I was like, at least they put that time and detail into the actual graphics.
You have
of this
to,
game.
Because yeah. If there's one thing I know about car gamers who love race car games, it can never look too real for them.
Exactly.
It's all about them graphics.
But look at that. They get like down to the nitty gritty of each car inside the engine. I know nothing about
you
that.
You want
to
put that custom oil cover on there?
God honest truth, I don't know. I didn't see if they had any actually licensed cars in here.
So it'd just be like generic lookalikes?
That's the thing.
Like a Grand Theft Auto?
Yeah, like if they had actual licensed cars in here, I would
probably... Oh, I don't think so, because that kind of looks like it would be an Audi.
And yeah, that's probably the
it's
downside.
It's expensive too, so if it's an independent game,
it's probably not going to be in there at all,
And there's a fit.
This can help Aaron learn all the parts to the car, because right now, what do you know, Aaron? You
tires.
Actually, I was going to say...
Door.
That's why I was saying...
Steering wheel.
If they had licensed, I'd probably try to pick up the game just to get my freaking car and then see what I can do with it.
But I need an oil change. Let me play this game real quick.
Exactly.
That's how you do it. All right.
Look how in-depth it is, though, with everything that you can do. So you know you're going to learn how to do an oil change for this mofo.
I don't know if they can put that on
the box.
That's the
one thing
exactly?
that you can't do is an oil change.
I know. Out of everything, you just can't do a...
You can change the door handles, but you can't do an oil
change. What do you guys think, Room? Is this a game that gets you excited? Or is there any car enthusiasts? Or is this kind of...
And it's a sequel.
Hollow Monkey says he's a mechanic. But that was the extent of his comment.
That's what I was saying. Like, that would be a cheaper way than going to school.
Yeah.
Someone in the chat is holding out for that hot dog vendor simulator.
Well, hey, if you want to.
X Shinobi says Jiffy Lube Simulator 2015.
Oh, there you go.
I mean, think about
That's a licensed product.
There are simulators out there for trains.
Oh, can you actually customize that badass facial hair?
No. That's the extent of the
if there's not a creatable character in this game, fuck it.
What the hell do you need a creative character?
I want my mechanic to look a certain way.
Why does every mechanic have to be the white guy with the stubbly beard? I want to make, more realistic mechanics, because when you go to any Jiffy Lube, it's either a very, like a Mexican guy. Can I say that? Like a Mexican?
I think you already did.
Yeah,
so
we're
past that.
Yeah.
It's live.
Or like a fat old white guy. Like it's,
or a very butch young lady. That's what I see at my Jiffy Lube.
What Jiffy Lube
Hey,
do you
Karen.
Do?
How you doing?
What's up?
Hey, how you doing? Got that oil changed for me? Yeah, yeah. Damn. Yes.
So Aaron, I was thinking, you want to go catch a movie?
No.
Fast and the Furious.
16, that's all she wants to watch.
I actually have them all on DVD.
16 new car models from last year's, of course, version. 200 customizable components. And a mission mode, everybody.
Oh, what?
What? Yeah, now you're in it.
I'm in.
Beyond car repairs, you also manage... your work environment with new skills and design your garage. There you go, see? Car auctions is another way to make an extra buck.
Spend hours meticulously placing your toolboxes that you'll never, ever use in real life or see.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're going to, replace something, does it take you longer if your screwdriver's on the other side of the room?
Think about it. If I throw a screwdriver across the room, is it going to take you longer to walk over there and pick it up?
Exactly.
There it is. This
is the things people don't think about.
The other thing that's pretty cool about these Kickstarter games is they have, of course, stretch goals. So like, hey, if we make $5, we can do this. If we make $10, we can do this. If we make $20,
right.
So one of their stretch goals in this one is DLCs for hot rods, everybody.
Oh! You're talking my language.
And now they're in it.
Now they're
I'm in.
Now they're in.
Hollow Monkey says, I'm a mechanic. And I don't want to play work on my computer.
That's
not for you.
That is not for you. Yeah. That's one. My sister's ex-husband was a flight...
simulator?
No.
He was a flight simulator. You sit on his back.
You pop a joystick on his head.
No. He was an air...
And he just goes...
He has a pinwheel on his leg.
He puts his arms out and you ride him around your house.
He was an air traffic controller.
Okay.
Stupid.
And I remember him coming over to our house one day and downloading like this air traffic controller game.
Yeah.
The most boring looking piece of crap I've ever seen.
Because
it was literally just black and green screen as if this was like from 1970 air traffic control. And he was just... allowing planes to come to land, and like there was no real graphics to it.
Maybe he just likes the power.
That's retarded.
He has the power to say no, you can't land,
and that's one of the reasons why.
Run out of gas and crash.
X. Exactly. All right, moving right along. But do you still have his hat, Dominic Downs?
What hat?
That LA Lakers hat.
When she was moving out.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
What the hell's going on? What happened?
Is it the yellow and purple one?
Wow, because that's not,
Okay.
All right, next game on the docket, we have Orion Trail.
Is this like Oregon Trail?
This is like Oregon's Trails for the new generation.
Oh.
So it's set in space. You get to pick your captain. You get to pick your crew. and then you get to die of weird diseases and stuff like that.
Space malaria.
In the beginning, why does this spaceship look like Star Trek's spaceship?
Wow, look at that. That looks like Star Trek too, right?
Yeah, everything looks. It's a Star Trek themed looking, you know, thing. They're not going to get sued too much.
Oh, yeah, that looks like the Pixel, what is it, the Star Trek Pixelator thing on the iPhone.
Tell us if they said anything about, would they fund that last game, the car simulator?
No.
It was pretty much an overall one.
All right, so the next one, yeah, like Orion Trail. The game is a reference to the old school educational game, of course, Oregon Trail, in every possible way. 1800s, America, futuristic space adventure. In this game, you start out by picking a suitable ship, so you actually get to pick a ship. I don't think you picked ships or wagons in the last one, did you?
Not in Oregon Trail.
Your job.
You get to choose your captain. One being Cymerix Manx, who bears an uncanny resemblance to Grumpy Cat. Have you seen it? Yeah, it's pretty cool. As you venture through the galaxy, the crew will respond to different prompts, either hazardous or positive to your team. You should investigate. Should you investigate a black hole? Of course, you should not. That would just be retarded. What other things they have on this one? Orion Trail puts difficult choice.
What's going on over there? D.
Is it something?
I don't know if we passed this already in the video, but one of the characters is picking a wedgie. And...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Elvis shows up.
Hey! A timing slow.
There we go.
Banged.
Man, I had to rewind that a couple of times. Like, did he just do that?
All right.
Collower! Just got banged.
Okay.
Get ready for 100 times of that.
Look at Star Trek. Look at Trexels. Star Trek Trexels. The graphics look identical to this game.
Oh,
is it by the same people?
I don't think so. That's an iOS game.
Seems like they're really going for that campiness. They're trying to prey on our nostalgia.
They definitely are. Like when I saw this game, I was like, I would definitely pick this one up. I think it's already been green lit on Steam though. Actually, they're just looking for those stretch goals, like I said, that Kickstarter does. Because it says in their stretch goals, include inclusions of mini-games, playable lieutenants and captains, such as Fabulonis, or Fabulonons, whatever.
I like Fabulonis better.
Whatever
Fabulonis.
It is.
That shirt is Fabulonis.
That's crazy. Is that the end, for real?
I think that's the show.
Oh, my gosh. We've gone a whole full hour, huh?
Because we talked about boobs for about 45 minutes.
Well, then, hey.
I'm talking about breasts.
I mean, that's a good thing, though.
Succulent breasts.
But Orion's one. Like, Oregon's Trail. Did you guys play Oregon's Trail when you were younger?
Yeah.
I mean, this is definitely... What do you mean you had to?
We just like...
Yeah, they made him.
Actually, yeah, you had...
How to cross the United States of America.
I never made it.
My teacher sounded just like that. Yeah.
That's terrible. Anybody ever beat it?
I did.
I have never seen the
Seven
ending to that
kids
game.
Died.
Seven kids died.
Got bit by snakes, or they caught that
dysentery.
Chicken pox.
Oh, chicken pox! That was a beast. You got to be a doctor in that game. That's what I was always.
I killed a lot of buffalo, though.
That was the funnest part of that game was hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My favorite was driving the wagon.
So this one, yeah, is basically the exact same thing, except for you're in a spaceship now, going across.
And Ramanana Ding Dong says, he says, hi, and don't worry, we're going to continue on for people on stream for a little while longer. We're going to go into overtime, but for those listening to we're also an audio podcast, people. So
yeah, head over to nerdreactor.com. Yep. Yeah.
Nerdreactor.com, go to the podcast tab, and you can listen to all our previous shows, including the Weekend Bang Lives that we do here on Twitch.
Where can they find us on Twitter?
You can find us on Twitter at Video Game Bang, and we're doing giveaways and stuff on there in the future. Hey! Someone just got banged. But we really appreciate it. But we do. If you're listening to this on the podcast version, okay, now we're done with the Twitch people. Back to the podcast listeners. Because if you listen to the show and you're enjoying these Weekend Bang Lives, you got to go to twitch.tv/videogame_bang to get the full experience. We're interacting with the people. There's 21 amazing people in our chat right now, either just kind of creeping on us or interacting, and it's really good. So you guys got to do that.
It's in 3D too.
Aaron, take us home.
That's crazy.
Yep.
It's in 3D.
It's come right
without
at
glasses.
You.
Without right those glasses.
That's ridiculous. Well, that was just a taste, of course, of some of the special indie games thanks. On Kickstarter, guys. Sorry we couldn't get to the full list.
But those on Twitch,
but
stick around,
yeah,
we will.
On Twitch, and actually you could probably watch the recap of the show, too, on YouTube as it's been posted up after the recording, correct?
Yes, sir.
Where can you guys find you on YouTube?
We're at The Video Game Bang. The Video Game Bang on YouTube.
On YouTube.com.
Or is it .tv?
It's .com. YouTube.com / The Video Game
Bang. All right. For D-Downs... D-Web and C. Vincent, I'm Sir Aaron Carter saying you need to watch the live show because it is amazing, actually. See you next week.
See you next
week. Just got banged.
Let me bang,
I
man.
Do let you bang. Hey.
Let me bang again, man.
I'll let you bang. I'll let you bang.
Let me bang.
Let you bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.
Nikki, what did you do?